AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A new development in the investigation in Charlotte, North Carolina, of the shooting death of a man by police.
I've decided that we're at a stage where I can release additional information without adversely impacting their investigation.
Chief Kerr Putney says that includes the release of body cam and dash cam video footage of the shooting of Keith Scott. The chief had been reluctant to do this.
What we're giving you is the most complete puzzle that we can without trying the case out in public.
The chief also added physical evidence would be released. He also said Scott was absolutely in possession of a handgun when he was shot. Family members and witnesses have said he was unarmed. A massive manhunt continues in Washington state for a young Hispanic man dressed in black, the suspect in the shooting deaths of five people at a local mall. The FBI says terrorism is not suspected. Washington's newest museum is now open, the Smithsonian National Museum of African American History and Culture.
The bronze-colored museum began as a dream for African-American Civil War veterans in 1915, and now, says Georgia Congressman and civil rights activist John Lewis,
more than a building, it is a dream come true.
President Obama says the museum illustrates the contrast in American history.
Suffering and delight. One of fear, but also of hope.
To open the museum, he helped ring the bells like those that rang for the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At the United Nations, Syria's foreign minister says his country's belief in military victory is greater now because the army is making great strides in its war against terrorism with the support from Russia, Iran, and Lebanon's Hezbollah fighters. This is AP Radio News. College football today, number one Alabama easily defeated Kent State 48-0. Crimson Tide coach Nick Saban says leading rusher Damian Harris, though, is hurt.
The only injury that we really have probably is Damian Harris has an ankle sprain. He'll be day-to-day. I don't know what his status will be.
Number 11 Wisconsin easily beat the number eight Michigan State in the Big Ten. 30-6, the final score there. Later today, number 10 Texas A&M hosts number 17 Arkansas, and A&M coach Kevin Sumlin thinks Arkansas's coach has his team playing well.
When you win, you start to have success, and that breeds confidence. So this team is a veteran football team that is well coached, that has a philosophy that is working.
Another upset, number 12 Georgia lost to number 23 Ole Miss 45-14. Number 13 Florida State beat South Florida 55-35. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.